This is St. Louis Public Radio. Bayer's roughly $63 billion acquisition of Monsanto has closed. That means the Monsanto name will be phased out while 5,400 workers in the area adjust to a new owner. But this will also affect farmers who are on the front lines of feeding the world. Here's St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt.
Chad Schutz watches tractors constantly buzz around his 2,000-acre farm in Whitehall, Illinois, about an hour and a half north of St. Louis. It's been in his family since relatives arrived from Germany in the 1850s.
We raise corn, soybeans, hogs, and cattle.
He's been a Monsanto seed and chemical customer for as long as he can remember. Schutz says he is not expecting much of a difference with Bayer, but is concerned about the potential impact consolidation could have on research.
So you just hate seeing that competition shut down because that really drives a lot of innovation.
Monsanto recently pumped $400 million into its research facility in Chesterfield. Bayer has said it will become the nerve center for seeds research, even transferring some employees from North Carolina to St. Louis. In a conference call earlier this week, Bayer Crop Science Division President Liam Condon would not say exactly how many employees will end up moving here.
This is going to take probably a year. Some people will move immediately. Some people will take longer.
Technically, Bayer and Monsanto are still competitors until Bayer sells some units to chemical giant BASF in the next couple of months for $9 billion. Condon also confirmed the Monsanto name will be going away shortly after those BASF deals are complete.
Just changing a brand name doesn't change anything like reputation overnight.
Before this deal, the last big St. Louis company to be taken over by a global conglomerate was Anheuser-Busch. InBev has maintained a presence in the region, but employee numbers are down and some operations have gone elsewhere. Monsanto outgoing executive vice president and chief technology officer Rob Fraley has maintained since the announcement of the Bayer deal a couple of years ago that he does not expect that to happen with the German company.
The very first thing they said when they announced their interest in acquiring Monsanto was that this would be the headquarters for their seeds and traits. This would be the headquarters for the North American business, which is the largest agricultural business in the world.
And that business has been based in Creve Coeur for decades.
They've been rooted in the community since the 50s, and it creates a sense of stability.
Mayor Barry Glantz says it's been a positive relationship, but now a German company is in charge. So is he concerned that it may change?
Yes and no. No, because we've been assured by executives of both Monsanto and Bayer that for the time being, things are going to remain pretty much status quo. Yes, because the innate nature of these relationships, things change. There's a different ownership group.
Back on the farm, Chad Schutz is optimistic the new owners will keep their word and build on a history of innovation by Monsanto and others.
If it wasn't for those companies, we would be producing half and using twice as much stuff. So I really think that that innovation has been driven by those companies. I know they get a bad rap, but they're doing some amazing work.
And Monsanto's Rob Fraley says the new owners are committed to keeping area operations on the leading edge of agricultural research.
Nobody spends $65 or $66 billion to buy a company if they don't really like what you're doing, and what we do is innovate. And it's all right here in St. Louis.
But he won't be around to see if Bayer keeps its word. Fraley, Chief Executive Officer Hugh Grant, and several other top-level Monsanto executives have announced they will not be staying with Bayer now that the deal is done. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.